Samach Dal Siv Beis. Misha Oymed Besuze. The person is in the middle of his meal. And this guy should knock up a shoik, the yarech. He realized that he touched the covered parts of his legs, which caused his hands to be unclean. Makaymis and Bechus and Baden parts under his undershirt or whatever, under his arms, places that are generally covered up. Ochikas Beroisho, he scratched his scalp. Lechol ki yaitu bezeh. There are more ads. Ube Makaymis and Tunafim, Sheish Bami Mulizeah, parts that have sweat gathered. Kits of all the parts of his body that would generally require him to wash his hands again. So he washed on the meal. In the middle of the meal, he scratched his scalp. We touched the covered parts of his body. According to the Mechaber, he has to wash again and make the bracha. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings over here, the Malshav, that says that no, that just because he touched in a sweaty part of his body, a covered part of his body, is not enough to require him to make a new bracha. Unless he spent a long time out of the Suda. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, there's many, many opinions. And the Achra of the Mishnah Berurah is that if he went to the bathroom to Gedolim, excrement, or he touched excrement, or he went away for a sizable period of time in the middle of the Suda, then he does have to wash his hands again. But if he just touched covered areas, or he went to urinate, then he should wash without a bracha.